It's reported that when young Binyamin Kamenetsky became Bar Mitzvah, now Rabbi Binyamin Kamenetsky, Yaakov's son, they say that his father called him in on that day, the next day, and he gives him a wrapped package. A present. It may have been in blue wrapping paper, I don't know. But I do know though what's inside. He says, my son, this is mamish, the most precious present. This is for you. And the boy opens it up, and it's a watch. Nice watch. He looks at his father a little quizzically. And Yaakov says, Yisrael Salanti, they say the name of Yisrael Salanter, that time is life. In other words, time is the unit with which we measure our life, because Baruch gives a certain amount of time in this world. To waste time is to waste life. Most precious gift. Let's use our time well. Last time we began to work on Se'if Hey, we're going to complete the Emor Tishem now. Gemara in Kiddushin, we had seen, Mishnah had told us, a din of a shomer, once again, Shnei Anashim im Isha Ahas is Mutter. We could introduce a second man to the situation, he serves as a shomer. Rav Yehuda quoted the name of Rav, two limitations on the din of the Mishnah. Mishnah says you add a second man, now you're good to go. The second man serves as a shomer. So Rav Yehuda quotes the name of Rav, number one, he has to be an ish kasher. Prutzim, all the prutzim in the world are not going to serve as shomer. Okay. 10 prutzim, the isha achas, that's an isra of yichud. But if shnei anashim ksherim, the isha achas, that's when the Mishnah said as much. Number one. Number two, second limitation, Yehuda quotes the name of Rav, that this is only true if it is ba'ir, if you're in an urban context. But if you're baderech, if you're out in the wilderness, away from civilization, so then two men and one woman is aser, three men and a woman is mutter. In other words, you need two shomrim rather than one. Because Reuven Leah is a Reuven and Yocheved, let's say, is an Isra Yichud. So Ba'ir, if you add Shimon, but now Reuven, Shimon, and Yocheved is mutter. But if you are Basadeh, Baderech, you need to add Shimon and Yisachar. Reuven, Shimon, and Yisachar with Yocheved is mutter. Why? So the Gemara explained, because if you're Basadeh, it's reasonable to assume that from time to time, someone needs to use the bathroom. In a wilderness context, using the bathroom means to get privacy, you need to walk a couple minutes away and walk a couple minutes back. So what's going to end up happening is if somebody needs to use, well, one of the men needs to use the bathroom, it's going to be an extended departure from the rest of the group. If the rest of the group is just one man, one woman, so you're setting up a yichud situation. So that's why you need to have three men. There's two showrooms. Even if one leaves, you still have the other one. Even if you have Reuven, Shimon, Yisachar, and Yocheved, even if Yisachar needs to excuse himself for 10 minutes, we still have Reuven and Shimon. And Shimon needs to excuse himself for 10 minutes, or he'll wait till Yisachar comes back, and then you'll have Reuven, Yisachar, and Yocheved. So that's the din. About Darach, you need to have three men and a woman. In other words, you need to have two showrooms. Yeah.
So I think we spoke about this last time, that the reason why they both can't leave at the same time, like in opposite directions,
right. So that very good. So we spoke last time about a twist based on the story of Yehuda and Rav, a twist on the first din of Ksheim versus Prutzim, a twist on the second din. And a twist on the second din, right? The Gemara Ruchem had asked, why are Rav and Rav Yehuda in discussing the when Rav says that there's an Issa Yichud because Rav, Rav Yehuda and this woman that they were passing on the road. They discuss whether that's Issa Yichud, and no one says anything about Derech. Why don't they say it's Yichud because of Baderech? Instead of saying Yichud because of Prutzim, they say it's Yichud. We're two men and a woman. We're Baderech. It's a problem. Right? And we had seen very good last time. So there were three, seems to be up to three answers. On the one hand, the Marsha says, there must have been a third man, but he wasn't one of the Amoraim. It was just a fine fellow. But he's not part of the conversations. That's why he's not mentioned. But the Marsha says, of course, it's understood there must be a third man there. In which case, this story gives us no kula within this limitation of Baderech. On the other extreme, mentioned that if you look in the Rif leaves the din of Baderech out entirely. Open up the back of here, we have a Gemara Kiddushin. We'll give you the Maramakam if you want to look at it later. we're looking at Daf Pei Aleph in the Gemara. It corresponds with Daf Pei Harif. It corresponds with Daf Pei Harif to the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, the Daf Pei Harif in Kiddushin. He quotes the first din of Yehud Amar Rav, Lo Shonel B'Kshem of Prutzim Not. And then he goes on to Nes Gemar. The Rif does not mention this idea of Baderech Yinit 3. So I'm not sure why, but it's conceivable that he understood that Rav changed his mind. Because you see in the story, Gemara follows up with a story in which Rav does not mention, no one's mentioning the din of Baderech. So that's on the other extreme. Maybe you reject the whole Chumr of Baderech. That's not called the halacha. I'm not sure that's pshat in the Rif. I think it's just something worth considering. B'sir is not called the halacha. Shulchan Aruch very clearly, Rambam should say very clearly, does quote the din of Baderech, and we'll get the Ravid also. We'll get to that in a moment. So the middle answer is that of Rabbeinu Yerucham, whom the Beis Shmuel we ended with last time. I think Beis Shmuel quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham. Yerucham said, "Well, it depends. Sometimes there is a din. Sometimes there is. Sometimes there isn't." Right? The Rif says there's no din, but seems to say no din Baderech. Marshal says there's always a din Baderech. In the middle of Rabbeinu Yerucham, Yerucham says, "Well, the story limits it somewhat. How does it limit it somewhat?" Yerucham says exactly what you were saying. The whole idea of Baderech, the Svara is well, one is going to leave, the other one won't leave. Yerucham says, well, why don't they both leave? Your question, why don't they both leave? If they're talking about Sherim, they don't want to wantonly violate Yichud, and certainly, at the very least, if one guy is leaving, he knows he's leaving the other one behind. So everybody says they should keep each other honest. What's going on? That's why Yerucham says, nah, the whole idea of Baderech is where they took Achrayas. The woman asked, I want it for safety. The group of two men traveling from city A to city B. So she asked them, would you mind if I travel with you for protection? So they say, sure. Rabbeinu Yerucham says, that's in the din Baderech. They have to say, sure, but let's find a third man to go with us. Because it would be irresponsible for them both to leave her.
My question really was, is that why is it irresponsible for them to leave her? There are obviously circumstances where they're going to have to along the way, whatever it is, obviously, in seriousness, if she has to go use the bathroom, also, then of course
they're going to have to
leave,
you know? So
true. Why is it such a big problem that they're
going to
have to leave her because there are obviously circumstances where they're going to have to? So why isn't this one of them?
I'm not sure. That's a good question. The Beis Shmuel mentioned last time, I think we closed last time with this kasha of three tevurim, and I mentioned that Beis Shmuel quotes Beis Shmuel on the side of Shulchan Aruch. Beis Shmuel is in Tosa's position. Beis Shmuel Sif Kantas quotes this Rabbeinu Yerucham. Now I should mention the Beis Shmuel quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham, but he says he's not so sure we pass him this way. He does quote an interesting application. Beis Shmuel quotes, he says, let's say a woman is taking a cab. I don't mean taking an Uber from, you know, one avenue to another avenue. She's taking a intercity cab, and she's hiring an aglon, hiring a wagon driver to transport her to some other city. That's real yichud. That's real yichud. So we can discuss later on cars, but cars are very different than an intercity, as we saw, right? Rav Yehuda and this woman, it's out in the open, there's no one else around. This woman's going to travel with a male driver, so what does she do? So Prisha says, Nispashet Haminig, is a common practice that she'll take along a child. She takes along a child, so how does that solve the problem of Yichud? But it's only two men in Baderech, right? This is the woman, the child, and the driver. So I is Baderech. So the Beis Shmuel, the Enoch's contest says, well, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's fine. She'll take along her kid. So if he needs to use the bathroom, she's going to go with him. So it won't be uncomfortable. And that's the situation where she won't be left with a driver. So Beis Shmuel says, look, you got to figure out, are we making like Rabbeinu Yerucham or not? So, right, you're pointing out, Rabbeinu Yerucham's pshat in the Gemara could be a little bit dachuk, so one might be inclined to say like the Maharsha, that there's no such kula, and the Gemara didn't mean to say anything. There really was a third person. Okay, so that's an open issue. What I want to jump into now. Rabbeinu Yerucham is the one who says that the chumra of Baderech, that Baderech you need three men instead of two, that chumra only applies if the men are taking responsibility for this woman, such that if
one leaves, the other one would need to stay behind with her. It would be irresponsible to leave her. I believe we do accept Rabbi Yerucham Lalacha. I think that is common practice. But the Beis Shmuel points out, okay, he thinks not all Rishonim agree. So the Marsha certainly doesn't agree. He doesn't quote the Marsha, he quotes the Raivan. Okay. So that's that. We also spoke last time briefly about the question of Sheir and Prutzim. Rambam had an incredible chumrah that based on that story of Rav, that everyone is Meikra Din Apari, the whole Din of Sheir doesn't apply. We saw the Ramah says, let's take a look at the Ramah right now. Take a look at Ramah right now, then we'll take more questions. Let's take a look back, and this is going to vault us into the next din. The din, I think I mentioned last time, the din of Vadarech, it sounds not particularly relevant. How often are you in the wilderness with a mixed group? But Ramah is going to quote from the Ravid, there's a very relevant, frequently relevant application of Vadarech. Let's take a look back in Shulchan Aruch. Let's start with the Mechaber, we'll move to Ramah. Sifhei. So page the bottom of the first page. Again, the block print. The block print is Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch here is quoting the Rambam. A woman should not have yichud even with many men. Unless one of their wives is there also. Sounds like if you have two women, and that's what the Beis Shmuel points out, then if you have two women and many men, it would also be a problem, unless one of those women is married to one of the men. Right? And that's what led the Beis Shmuel to assume that if you're dealing with Prutzim, Rambam assumes we're always dealing with Prutzim, Sifvav says, Nashim Harbi with Anashim Harbi is Mutter, many Prutzim, many Prutzos, that's only if you have three and three. Chalkin Chalkin is not sure they need three, but Beis Shmuel assumes you have to have three and three, or one of them is there, or there's a couple there. One man with many women is also a problem. Okay. Says the Ramah, I disagree with the Mechaber b'shem the Rambam. Yesh omer, plenty of Rishonim say, Isha achas misyachet b'shem shen hashem k'shem hu ba'ir. The Rambam said, one woman with many men is a problem, it's against the Mishnah. That's because the Rambam thinks that we treat all members manazeh as prutzim. That k'shem only means people who have a demonstrated track record of mesiras nefesh to avoid znus. That's the position of the Rambam. The Rambam says, but most Rishonim disagree. Most Rishonim think that was Rav's chumrah. Most Rishonim assume we read the Mishnah and the statement of Rav and Pema Beis kipshuta. One woman with two men, if they're ksheirim, not that they're the greatest tzaddik of the world, they're ksheirim. They're careful to avoid arayos and to avoid the gedarim tarayos. So that's fine. Two men and a woman, two regular ksheirim is fine. As the Ramah goes on to say turning the page, stam anashim ksheirim. Your typical religious people or kerva halacha are considered to be ksheirim. Unlike the Rama who said that kasher means some super level of great tzaddik. No, stam on a regular midaktek bahalacha is considered to be a kasher. Okay, aval he says, but if they are really prutzim, I feel them yud asa. That's what Gemara does say. Absolutely, if they really are prutzim, then all the prutzim they had 10 prutzim with this one woman. That's the problem of yichud. And then he goes on to quote the second din of Rav, continuing in the Rambam. The Kav Zayin stands for Kol Zeh, the Kol Zeh Ba'ir. This whole discussion, they assume they're ksheirim, two men and women is fine. That's all if you are in town, in civilization. Aval basadeh, and here the Rambam adds, oh, ba'layla, afilo ba'ir ba'in and gimel, afilo b'ksheirim. But if you're basada, then you need three anashim ksheirim, and then he adds, oh, balayla, or if it's nighttime. What's that all about? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? So that is a comment of the Ravid. In his sefer, Ba'alei HaNefesh, the Ravid wrote a halacha sefer. The Ba'alei HaNefesh is primarily about Hilchos Nida. He talks about when a woman is considered to be a Nida, and how a husband, the physical restrictions between the husband and wife while she's in Nida, and how a woman goes to have becomes Tahora and going to Mikvah. And then he has a chapter there, Shara HaKadusha, about Hashkafa. Hashkafa, Anida Hashkafa, a positive, healthy, holy, happy approach to Torah approach to sexuality. And that's Baal HaNefesh. In the course of that, primarily about Nida, and in the course of that, he ends up talking a little bit about Yichud as well. And he makes a comment there, the Ravid, that Balayla you need three. Why do you need three Balayla? That's obviously, night happens every 24 hours. That's much more common than Baderach. Rabbi says it's the same Svara. And what was the Svara? That, well, you know, maybe one of them is going to have to disappear for a few minutes. It's a little Balayla. Not Laila would have nothing to do with Tesa B'Chav, not Halachas Laila. And the time that people are would be going to sleep, so you had two men and a woman, they're both Cherim, but maybe someone's going to doze off. So the Ravid says, if it's late enough at the time that people might be going to sleep, or if people actually are sleeping, then you need to have three, two is not enough. Or as the Rabbi Shechter likes to put it, a sleeping shomer is half a shomer. A sleeping shomer is half a shomer. In other words, normally I could have, right, Reuven and Yocheved is Yisra Yichud, but add Shimon, now you're good. But if it's Baderech, or if it's Balayla, you got to add Shimon and Yisachar. So you have to have double shmir. Because that way, what's a svara? Because a sleeping shomer is not worth nothing, but he's not as good as a wakeful shomer. In other words, right now the fellow's asleep; he's not cognizant of what's going on. But he's not a zero. He provides some shmir because right now he's sleeping. He's always there's always a risk he may wake up. So just have one sleeping shomer is not sufficiently inhibiting. You have two different people there, each of whom might wake up. But that together, the two of them, the combination of two of them together, the fact that maybe Shimon will wake up and maybe Yisachar will wake up, if either one wakes up, sees what's going on, so the combination of two sleeping shomrim suffices, gives the same inhibiting power, the same power of lahatir as one awake shomrim. But that has a number of practical applications. So number one, that means, okay, everyone's going to sleep. Let's give an example. So let's say you go on a date, and it was a good date, so you'd love to continue the conversation. So not sure it's going well, so you say thank you very much at the door, drop her off. You can be a mensch, drop her off. Thank you very much. And check. You see her to her door. It was a good date, and you'd like to continue the conversation, but it's not derech eretz to be out so late. So sometimes it might be appropriate. Sometimes it's appropriate just to say goodbye and we'll talk next time. Sometimes it might be appropriate to say, I'll drop her over to home and we could talk at home. Talk at home. So is that the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do? So it depends who's home. If no one else is home, so it goes without saying that's A, violation of Yichud, and B, even were it not to be a violation of Yichud, mechur hadavar. That's inappropriate. If you're taking her, if she has an apartment, so it should go without saying that's mechur hadavar, for a guy to walk into a girl's apartment. You drop her off downstairs and make sure she's safe and taken care of, and we'll continue talking next time. But let's say she lives at home with her family. It may not be, it may be appropriate to take her in or not, depends on who's home. But let's even talk just from a technical yichud perspective. So who's home? So if her father's home and awake, so hopefully he'll have the sense to not, you know, sit on the couch with the two of you and interrupt the conversation. He'll say hello, be friendly, and then he'll understand that he should move, you know, move to the kitchen, move to the den. But he's awake, he's home, so that's entirely fine. Shnei Anashim Cherim, right? Isha Achas. That's certainly fine. How about if the father's going to sleep? So number one, it could be at a certain point of the night, it's just, even technically not Yichud, it's not appropriate to be out with her. So there'll be maybe if father's going to sleep, that would be a hint that now's the right time to say goodbye. We'll turn the conversation some other time. From a tactical yichbeh, that's a mechura adavar, is something you have to make an assessment of a case by case basis. But in terms of from a technical yichbeh perspective, so if the father's home but asleep, leaving aside appropriate and inappropriate, if the father's home but asleep, he's a sleeping shomer. So that's not good enough. But if father and mother are both home, so then, now you have two shomrim. Even if they're both sleeping, so if they know, say if they're going to sleep upstairs, but they know that if they happen to wake up, they should come down and wave high and say hello, and then go back to whatever they're doing upstairs. So then, they might wake up. Two people who might wake up. If they wake up, they'll peek in and say hello. So that's valid shmira. I have two sleeping shomrim. that's the same as one awake shomer. Yes. Fantastic question. How can I assume that her mother is a shomeres? Isn't a woman not a shomer? That's a great point. And that brings us to the cusp of one of the upcoming sugis. We're going to discuss, but not today, the fact that if a woman whose husband is around, a woman whose husband is Bala Ba'ir, There's no yichud with a woman, married woman, if her husband is in the proximity. We'll have to get into the details of what's considered ba'ir, but that is the din. And right now, if her husband is mamish in the house, a married woman's husband in the house, certainly I have no yichud with her. Okay, let's put aside for a moment the details of ba'al ba'ir, but I do want to raise our next topic, and this will help us. It's both relevant to the applications of a sleeping shomer. It's like a sleeping shomer is half a shomer, and it's also a good way to wrap up the din of shomrim is to take a peek at the following, because Avram is really raising a larger question, which I'm glad you segued into, and then we'll take the other question afterwards, which is, can a woman ever be a shomeres? We've spoken a lot about it. It has to be, the Mishnah seems to say a second woman doesn't help, a second man does help, right? And then the second man, he has to be kosher, and balayla or baderech, you need to have two. Can a woman ever be a shomeres? So let's back up to look first at one other din, and we'll bring it home. To turn for a moment to Kiddushin Pei Aleph, Amud Beis. Kiddushin Pei Aleph Amud Beis. In the middle of Pei Aleph Amud Beis, there's the two dots. Misyached adam imo. Remember the end of the Mishnah on Pei Aleph Beis that said that even without added shomrim, there's no issur yichud between mother and son or between father and daughter. And the Gemara goes on to say, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. The Masar Shashasan side says some had the gears Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, which is a more typical style of quoting, like we saw on Pei Aleph Beis. So Yehuda quotes the name of another Amora, Mishachei Adam im Imo Achoso V'dar im Imo V'im Bito. That Mishnah said you can have Yichud between parents and children. Didn't say anything about siblings. So Yehuda said you're allowed to have Yichud with your sister as well. Now the question is, so then why did the Mishnah say that? Why did the Mishnah only mention parents and children? So Yehuda goes on to say, well, but it's not quite as mutter as between parents and children, because with a sister it's only mishyached imachoso, it could be a temporary yichud. V'dar imimo bitab, you can have a permanent situation, a mother and son living alone, the two of them together, a father's out of the picture for whatever reason, or the mother's out of the picture and it's a single father raising one daughter, so that's permitted even on a long term basis. That might be for years and years until the child moves out of the house. Sometimes if someone gets married, moves out of the house. So that's absolutely mutter. That would not be mutter, brother and sister, on a long-term basis. But on a temporary basis, Rav Yehuda quotes Nei Rav, that is fine. And then the Gemara goes on to say, it sounds for the Hemshech HaGemara, they said to Shmuel, especially if you have the gear said that was rooted from the name of Rav, Shmuel said, I disagree. I don't think that's mutter. So what? I'm sorry?
What does he say about mutter?
Shmuel sounds like he had chumras even beyond, which we definitely, well.
What's the case that
I don't want to get involved in the Hemshah Gemara. The Gemara gets involved in how does Shmuel read the Mishnah. We don't accept the. Shmuel sounds like he even may have been concerned about the veto, parents and children. The Gemara seems to suggest that possibility. That we definitely don't accept. The question is, but do we at least accept the simple reading of the Mishnah against Rav Yehuda? In other words, what's the stat? Everyone agrees that yichud between parents and children is mutter, but take a look back at Sif Aleph of the Shulchan Aruch. Ashal his yachedim erva meha rayos, the top line, first page, bein zakein ben yalda, right? Yichud with an erva is an iser. Doesn't matter what even if she's an older woman, this can lead to gilei arayos, except for this Sif Aleph is a quote from the Rambam, except for Ha'emim Bina, Ha'avim Bito, and Balam Ishtonida. The only three exceptions where it's an Erev and yet there's a Heter Yichud, the Shogar quotes the Rambam, is parents and children, mother, son, or father, daughter, and a husband and wife. When a woman becomes an Ida, she is an Erva, the Rambam is implying, as he says elsewhere. She is an Erva, but there's no Isra Yichud. Neither husband nor wife has to move out of the house for the 12 to 14 days. She's going to be an Ida, you stay at home. And there's no Isra Yichud. So from the Rambam, it sounds like that's it. That's the entire list. Sounds like the Rambam does not hold that there's a Heter Yichud between brother and sister. Take a look in the Beis Shmuel here, in Tosis position. When we started Hilchos Yichud, we read part of the Beis Shmuel. He talks about what the Pasuk is, the Pashas is Daraisa, question of the Rambam thinks Yichud is Daraisa. Then, here are a few lines down, this first narrow line.
Which page?
First page. Uvashas Mavur, in the middle of Sif Kan Aleph of the Beis Shmuel. Uvashas Mavur, the Gemara explains, the Rava Asi says, Mutal Yisachim Achosu L'fisha V'dar Ne'ilam L'kviyas. But there's a Heter Yichud with a sister, but not on a permanent basis. And the Rosh writes, says the Beis Shmuel, V'chazar Rosh, Halach Rav Asi. The Rosh writes, V'pasnach Rav Asi. V'eini Yodei Elam Aram Mishmita. Aram V'atur Hishmita. I don't know. The Beis Shmuel says, why the Rambam not mention it? Why the Tur not mention it? The Shulchan is calling the Rambam. The Rosh said, V'pasnach Rav Asi. So the Beis Shmuel says, Efshet Esfir Lei. Yafa Gabdullah Karvasi, by the Palagim Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel continues to say, well, maybe everyone agrees with Pasna Karvasi in defending the Mishnah. Shmuel wanting more mach from the Mishnah. But maybe the Rambam, the Tur held, Mashahosif al Masizan is Alha Kavase. Maybe we don't hold, maybe these Rishonim didn't pass like Karvasi in Yehuda in terms of what he's adding to the Mishnah. Masizan lo Tana el Yichanamima. Mishnah only spoke about parents and children. So that's what Beis Shmuel says. It seems like we have machlokes to be shown on our hands, whether there's a heter yichud between brothers and sisters or not. It seems like at least some Rishonim understood that machlokes in the Gemara, that Rav Asi, Yehuda, B'Shem Rav Asi is not lachaladeus, and machlokes had a pasuk. Halacha l'maisa, certainly among Ashkenazim, we assume that the way the Beis Shmuel presents, the Rosh says clearly mutter, and we assume there is a heter yichud with a sister. I'd be curious to know what Sfaradi poskim assume lahalacha, because the Machaber quotes the Rambam, the simple reading is there's no heter yichud with a sister whatsoever. So I mean, if you can find out what the Sfaradi psak is and what the Temani psak is, especially among the Baladi, where they mamash read the Rambam kipshuto. So we already have two cases, by the way, where the Machaber quotes the Rambam with a big chumran hilchos yichud. Rambam cut out the whole din of ksheirim, shenashim ksheirim, and the Rambam seems to cut out the din of achosa. Okay. But now let's develop this some more halacha maisa. We'll take some more questions. Let's first talk about the din of achoso itself, one or two key details, and let's bring it back to the halacha of yashen and what Avrami had raised about female shomros. Number one, on the topic of yichud with a sister. So again, Ashkenazim certainly, and perhaps Sfaradim as well, assume yichud with sister is mutter, like the Gemara quoted Peyal from the Bay is from Rav Yehuda, B'Shem Rav Asi. However, that Kula, the Gemara had formulated with a limitation. That with the parents and children is Mutter even Dira, while between brother and sister only Mutter if it is, what's it called? If it's Yichud but not Dira, temporary but not permanent. So the question is, well, what's the shear? So a number of posts can try to figure out what the magic number is. Some say it's three. Some say, I think Mayor Arik says it's 3 days. Some say it's 3 days. Some say 30 days. I think Mayor Arik writes in the Sefer, because you find elsewhere in Halacha that Dira B'Kviyas is 30 days. Comes up by the Halachas of taxes. Comes up to extend by Halachas of Mezuzah. There are a few places that you live somewhere for 30 days, then you're considered to be Darsham. That's what some say. Look, if the language of the Gemara was Dira, so that means 30 days. Less than that is like Arai. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, he doesn't think there is a magic number. There's no absolute shear of time after which it's Aser. He thinks it's contextually defined. In this context, how long would a guest stay? So for instance, it could matter whether you're coming from a distance or from nearby. Like if you're going to, someone from America is going to visit friends or family in South Africa. They're going to visit friends or family in Australia. That's not a trip. That's a very, very, very lengthy trip. That's not happening, a couple times a year. That might be something that a family will do, like once in 5 years, go visit our family in Australia. So when you come for that sort of visit, it's normal to stay for 2-3 weeks. That's normal guest stay. Coming from America to Australia, you might stay for 2-3 weeks. That's a reasonable, in that context, that's a reasonable stay for a guest. If you're going to visit someone, if you live in New York, you're going to visit family in Chicago, so you, it would be longer. It wouldn't be typical to stay as a guest for 3 weeks, but it might be typical to stay as a guest for a week. Right? You're going to visit family that live a half a mile away, you might stay overnight, but to stay for a week already would be more than the normal, be out of the range, you're not just a guest. It's fine, you want to stay longer, but that's not typical guest stay. So that's what Moshe Feinstein suggests, is dira means beyond the typical guest stay for that, given that situation. So it says it depends. But either way, let's say you have a brother and sister who come from out of the New York area. He's going to be in YU and she's going to be in Stern. And they figure, instead of him dorming uptown and her dorming in Midtown, maybe they should take an apartment on the Upper West Side. They'll be equidistant. They'll have each other. They won't be so lonely. Right? They won't be homesick. It'll be convenient. So that already, to do that for a semester, that's for sure a violation of Yichud. That's already for sure dira b'kvias. Okay, that's number one. And so number one is there is a din of achoso. We, certain Ashkenazim, paskin like the Rush, the way the Beis Shmuel presents, that we accept the kula of achoso as it appears in the Gemara. Point number two is that there is a limitation of yichud as opposed to dira. What the definition of that is mutzum machlokas. Maybe there's a magic number, or as Moshe Feinstein says, maybe it just means, given context, are you staying like a guest, or is it more than a guest? So let's say you have a married sister, and you're going to stay over. Very nice. Certainly appropriate. Not nothing mechur. Certainly appropriate. The question is the yichud. So if your brother-in-law is around, so that's a bile of ear. Let's say your brother-in-law is traveling on business for 2 weeks. So you're going to be there. Then you have to figure out, is it yichud or is it dira? So that's this question. Here we come to our final point for today, which is relevant to achoso, as well as to imo and bito, which is, one second, let's give another example. Right? I think we had mentioned in the past that the heter of parents and children, the Bach writes, Sakim quoted the previous sentence, the Bach writes, it's not just parents and children, also grandparents and grandchildren, great-grandparents and great-grandchildren. To have yichud with your grandmother is absolutely mutter. You're going to go visit your let's say a single grandmother, grandfather passed away or he's not there, and you go visit with your grandmother you're going to stay over, beautiful, absolutely mutter. Let's say you go over to your grandmother for supper, and you have a kvias, you go every Sunday night, you go to your grandmother for supper. If you have that schus, that's zochet to have a grandmother, and you're zochet to be able to visit with her, that's an incredible schus, you should take advantage of that as much as you can. You'll be glad that you did. So let's say you get into kviyas, you go over to your grandmother for a supper every Sunday night. And punkt one night, you have a female cousin who's also coming to grandma. And you're going to be there together, the three of you, for a couple of hours. There is no heter yichud with a cousin. It may be appropriate, but it's still technically a violation of yichud, to be alone with a female cousin. But grandma is there. Does that help you? Does it not help you? Well, on the one hand, I have no issue with my grandmother. On the other hand, yeah, but this is, as I've already pointed out before, this is two women and a man. So the predominant view in Poskim is that Isha Kshera, an unrelated woman who happened to be Kshera, does not serve as a Shomer. That's clear in the Mishnah. For a man to be alone with two unrelated Nashim Ksheros, that is not sufficient Shmira to allow Yichud. However, the predominant view in Poskim is, but if one of those women, remember, why is an ish kasher a shomer? Because he's not going to be a participant, and therefore his presence is inhibiting. As opposed to, right, well, let's have not just the isha kshera, but a woman with whom I have no isha, my mother, my grandmother, according to Ashkenazim, my sister. So then, now once I don't have a yichud with isur yichud with her, no chashash with her, then her presence is the same as an ish kasher. A woman with whom I have no isur yichud can serve as a shomeris. So for me to be alone with my grandmother and another woman, most posts come soon, that's the predominant view, heter gomer. Now the question is, one second, the question that's raised on this approach is, what do you do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah of Pale Day said, I could be alone with a woman and my wife. Applying Ishto Imo is mutter. Dafka Ishto, but not Bito Imo or Achoso Imo or Imo Imo. Right? Imo with an ayin. Right? Ishto Imo, your wife is with you, is mutter. It sounds like Dafka the wife. There are those who say, look, the only Shomeres is one's wife. But that is not the dominant view. The dominant view is any woman with whom I have no Isra Yichud, whether she's related to me or whether she's Baila Be'ira, like we mentioned before, she serves as a Shomeris. So give me another 30 seconds. I said, what do you do with the Mishnah? So the answer is what we were learning. The answer is, Ishto is even more Kal than any other case, because Ishto, not only does she serve as a Shomeris, but she serves the Shomeris even when she's sleeping. That's what the Mishnah said. Yashima Pundaki. Only time that a single person who's sleeping can serve as a valid Shomer is Ishto. Asleep, one's wife is there but asleep, she serves as a full Shomeris. Any other case, the Ravid says, you need two Shomer with two Shomeros, a sleeping Shomer, or a sleeping Shomeris, serves as a half a Shomer, so two sleeping Shomerim suffice. And again, a valid Shomer is going to be either one kosher, one additional kosher man, or one woman with whom, for whatever reason, I have no Isra Yichud. I hope you enjoy your lunch. I will see you tonight at Mishmar.